Dr. Charles.
Mr. Kellogg?
Daniel! Stay with me, Daniel. Stay with me.
At the end of season two, Dr. Charles says goodbye to Goodwin, and then we find out he's been shot. At the end of the episode, you're not sure, is he dead or is he alive? Season three is about the heartbeat of who we are as a team in this trauma.
We're going straight to the OR.
You definitely have to come back for this cliffhanger, because you got to find out what happens to Dr. Charles.
We left kind of with a man's dead cliffhanger as well. Will they, won't they?
Everybody's got a lot going on in their personal lives, and it's going to be fun to see how that plays with work. Ethan and April finally get together. Why do I have to keep sticking around?
Because you're a doctor, I'm a nurse. I believe people are going to be the soul behind all the medical professionals that make Chicago Med.
He's having a seizure, April. Push to a bed, man.
What is wrong with my son?
Ma'am, I promise we're going to find out.
We have such a support system within the characters in the hospital, and that support system carries outside, too, within the actors.
We are one Chicago.
You know, we have Chicago Fire, of course, and Chicago PD, and to be able to cross over on those shows is just thrilling.
Brian Cutler, early 40s, high-speed crash.
You're going to trauma 3.
The incident with Dr. Charles, that is affecting everybody going forward because it happened to one of our own.
He's such a strong presence in the hospital. Keep your tissues closed just in case.
Dr. Charles, we're going to take good care of you, all right?
All right, it's Dave Player on 720 WGN. The third of Dick Wolf's Chicago franchise, Chicago Med, debuts its third season this Tuesday, November 21st at 9 Central on NBC. And there's only a handful of medical dramas on TV today, including Grey's Anatomy, The Good Doctor, Chicago Med. And they've got a really good young cast mixed with seasoned professionals. Each week is an emotional thrill ride through the day-to-day chaos of Chicago's newest state-of-the-art trauma center. If you haven't seen it, it's a very cool show. I got to spend some time with four of the cast members, four stars of the show, Oliver Platt, Rachel DiPillo, Colin O'Donnell, and Norma Cooling. And I first talked to Colin and Norma, who played Dr. Connor Rhodes and Dr. Ava Becker, respectively, about what they are both excited about as the new season launches.
Yeah, no, I think the relationship between Connor and Ava is one of the biggest, coolest storylines that we're going to go through this season. It's, she's provided like an awesome foil for Connor and brought out a contentious side to him that I think he wasn't even aware of.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really, really cool to be welcomed into the Chicago family. Everyone's been so wonderful and just made the transition completely seamless. But it's incredible because it's such a, like, well-oiled machine, you know, and everyone is such a family. And I think that not only is that rare, you know, in itself, but then to also be so welcoming to a newcomer has been really, really wonderful. I'm feeling very lucky. And it's just been really fun to get to play with, the kind of mutual alpha situation where, you know, she's coming from this hospital in South Africa where she's the top dog and he's the top dog here, and, you know, the kind of resulting competition. I think, you know, she just loves the game. She just really enjoys kind of giving him a hard time and watching him get all riled up. And, you know, she sort of says and does things that maybe most people might not, but might like to, and enjoys, you know, getting settled into the Chicago Med world. I think that that's been the most fun thing for us, or for me at least, is just, you know, exploring that relationship and what it is to be part of the new hospital and everything.
And Chicago Fire has real fighters on the set. PD has police officers on the set, obviously giving advice. Roger, you know, just to, it's good to have that, you know, legal shows, obviously having attorneys on
it
the set.
It makes it feel real, too.
It does, absolutely. This Tori is a new, Norma's a new cast member on the show, and I asked if there are doctors on the set providing direction and advice.
Yeah, we've got some amazing doctors and, you know, people who teach us everything, you know, down to very, very specific, you know, things. We have a little kits we take home to practice, little slabs of, like, fake skin.
Operation Gatorade.
So you can
it's the
kind
best
of
teaser.
Yeah.
Screwed up.
Thankfully, if you screw up, no one knows because there's not a real person.
That's true.
But yeah, no, it's been really, really cool. I think learning all the medical stuff has definitely been one of my favorite things personally about this.
You see yourself giving tips at this point since you've learned so much over the
He totally could, but he hasn't. But it would. Yeah.
No, nobody wants me teaching them. That's what the real people are for.
But it's been great.
So I asked Colin about when his character is starting to get comfortable, and this happens in every series, Roger, you know, especially in these dramas, as soon as things seem to be going well, mm-hmm. there's some kind of curveball that has to be thrown, and I asked him why that always happens to him.
As soon as things start looking up, they sort of just knock him down a peg, which, you know, leads to growth in the character, and I think that's one of the beautiful things about how the writers have progressed Connor is that, you know, they're peeling back the layers of his personal life. He's gone from being this sort of alpha male presence in the ED to, you know, learning from a mentor to falling in love to, you know, now that's on the rocks again. It's, you know, they're really developing him slowly and in a very smart way. And I, you know, it's one of the great things is, of course, the conflict breeds growth. And I think that they've done a really smart job of making sure that there's, you know, a constant conflict in his life. He's not a very smiley guy, which is sort of the opposite of me, but, like, I love it.
And I asked Norma Cooling, who is new on the show, how she developed her new character and how does she meld herself with other actors on the show?
Well, we knew she was going to be South African, so I had to start working on the accent. we knew that, you know, says she's a tough cookie, but ultimately, you know, I think, and we're starting to see this more and more, that she does care more than she lets on. She will, you know, she will be there for you in a minute if you really need it, but in the meantime, she won't mince her words and she'll rile you up for fun. You know, it's kind of a, there's a underside to it, I think, that they did tell me we were going to bring out more and more as it went on. So I've kind of gone into it knowing that while she's been really kind of hard to like, that you kind of want to be bringing forward more human qualities because I know that that's part of it as well.
So Roger, one of the coolest guys, I love Oliver Platt. Character actor forever and ever and ever.
He's been in everything.
So when I see him, you know, there's all these new young kids that are on all of these Chicago franchise shows. This is like one of those anchors on the show. I mean, I just love this guy. He plays a psychiatrist, Dr. Charles, on the show, and I asked him about his character, who was shot at the end of last season. As a psychiatrist, he was shot by one of his own patients, and that's got to be traumatic as a character.
Yeah.
Pretty intense cliffhanger, and asked him what we really should expect this season.
How much are we allowed to tell them?
I don't know.
Right.
Should we tell
them?
Well,
no. I think we can speak in sort of general terms.
Generally, but how
do you? Yeah, I think that if just to create a template for you guys are our first interview.
Yeah.
What happened is clearly I survived because I'm here, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And then,
good to see you.
But both of us, you know, getting shot is intense.
Yeah.
And having, you know, you're the guy that brought you into psychiatry, your mentor, that's intense too. And in our own ways, we both, you know, the first, I mean, we're still actually shooting stories that relate to the ongoing, you know, the knock-on effects of that. And I really, interesting way, I think, too. It's like unexpected, unintended. I mean, nobody intends to get shot, but it's like it's very. And you know, if you look at from my perspective, and Sarah Reese, Rachel, Rochelle, could talk about it from her character's perspective. You think about a psychiatrist getting shot by one of his patients. It's really interesting, right? And
so how do you dive into that as an actor, knowing that that's the situation? Do you think about what that other person potentially could be going through? I mean, how do you
find
that?
Well, no, but that's the thing. As a psychiatrist, one of the things you're going is, you know, it's not just, oh, that awful person. I think Dr. Charles has a pretty complicated reaction. And the thing that's so interesting about it is you think, oh, psychiatrists, they're so self-aware. Yeah, everybody's got blind spots, you know? I mean, all I will tell you is that his attitude, it's directly addressed in the first episode. They send you guys episodes?
Yeah, we
send
the first one.
Okay, so you see that he actually is, like, some people think over-sympathizing, over-identifying with his patient, right?
But you're still working.
I'm still working, you know?
Cool guy. I love this guy. And yeah. And I asked him, too, like, how he comes up the vision of what a role of a psychiatrist looks like.
We have a psychiatrist he's actually sort of joined our writing staff unofficially, or even officially. He co-wrote one of the scripts. So that's really great to constantly have. He's got a gentleman named Paul Curie to call up. You know, I check in with the people that I sort of, like, quote-unquote, trained with, you know, every now and then. But we have resources, and it's great. And it's really important because, you know, I think we have a particularly important responsibility, because psychiatry is still, believe it or not, because of the abstract nature of the work, there's a lot of charlatans out there, and there's a lot of stigma attached to mental illness.
Yeah.
And you know, the times when we get into stories that address that, it's just incredible. The response that we get, you know, people say, thank you so much for saying that. Thank you so much for, you know, reminding me that you know, depression is a mental condition, not a moral condition, you know, that I'm not a bad person, but you know what I mean?
You can have the best actors on a drama and the writing isn't good. The writing is so critical. And Dick Wolf always puts some really top-notch people behind there. And I asked Oliver what he thought about the writing on the show.
Richness is true. We get these great stories. But you have to remember, it's like we are, you know, there's at minimum three stories every episode.
True.
And, you know, sometimes there's, you know, we have to compact. And mental health stories, you know, actually resolve. You need to let those breathe a little bit. And they do an incredible job of writing mental health stories that, you know, because our one of the conceits of the show is that every episode takes place in one day. And they do an amazing job of putting up stories that actually, with a little contraction sometimes, make sense. But we're very lucky to work with a writing staff and showrunners who are open to dialogue, and it's really important.
And again, Chicago Med debuts its third season this Tuesday, November 21st at 9 Central on NBC. What medical shows did you grow up watching? Like, what were the big ones, Raj?
Well, Dr. Kildare and Ben Casey.
Kildare was Richard Chamberlain?
Right. He was the heartthrob.
Right. Oh, okay. Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness gracious. And then Ben Casey, that great beginning. They drew the symbols for man, woman, life, death, eternity. And
it was the early 60s. That was a big
show. Well, black and white shows back then, too. And then St. Elsewhere.
Big.
I just love, because the cast members in that, it was so many different stories.
Denzel
just like
Washington,
these are now.
Mark Harmon, you think about, you know. All that. Yeah. And that was kind of, to me, in that era, was a kind of a companion to, like, Hill Street Blues and stuff, right?
Yes, it was that same kind of a feel to it. Yeah.
Some of the others rounding out some top tens. Nurse Jackie, I don't know if you ever got to watch
that. Never got to watch it, but I'm sure I could catch it on Prime, but I remember it was very well received.
Edie Falco from The Sopranos. Yeah. Fabulous show. Nip Tuck was another one that was mentioned. Scrubs.
I love Scrubs. Hilarious. Yes. Just hilarious.
General Hospital, they mentioned.
I forgot all about the soaps.
Yep, the soaps. Luke and Laura, of course.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy, we mentioned already. You know, people also talk about MASH. I mean, it was a comedy, but it became a dramedy, I think, after time.
Well, because the where they were and what they were doing fit in so well to a storyline.
Yeah.
And how the people reacted to what they were doing and the pressures of what they were under. That was a tremendous storyline often during MASH.
Number two, what do you think the number two one was? Number two,
ER.
No, it was The House.
House. Bridget loves that show.
Great show. Hugh Laurie.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a fabulous show. And great, I mean, fabulous actor no matter what he does. I love it. But, yeah, ER, which you got to think about. George Clooney and Julia Margulies.
Based here in Chicago.
Noah Wiley, Anthony Edwards. Yeah, you know, they came into town a couple times, three times a year to shoot exterior scenes and sets.
Yeah.
But for the most part, back there. That was one of the sets I toured on the Warner Brothers set years and years ago, really during the mid-90s when ER and Friends were the big Thursday night things.
Wasn't that the show where one of the episodes, a helicopter crashed out in the parking lot or something like that?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Cool stuff. Yeah.